HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The VA Tree Project, a novel by Nicola DeRobertis Thai, performed by Sophie Amos. Chapter 1. I first heard of Signor Vietri while working in a small bookstore in Berkeley, specializing in the university and other scholarly presses, which endured somehow through the early years of the Amazon Empire, despite its retreating margins and slowly capitulating customer base. I was in my last year of college, living in a small box of a room that I was compelled to enter through my roommate's bedroom, eyes averted. Before the bookstore, I had been working in an upscale Italian deli and import store on Claremont Avenue, where I believed the deciding factor in my hiring had been my ability to confidently pronounce the word tagliatelle. After a year of arranging pesto mayo on ciabatta and gagging at the white ooze of mortadella on the meat slicer, I had applied to the bookstore, which had given me shifts on Saturdays and Wednesday nights. Soon after I was hired, a letter had arrived with a list of over 50 books that a Giordano Vietri in Rome was hoping we could track down and ship to him. Requests like these weren't infrequent for our store, but Vietri's order was unusual in its volume. Because I was the newest staff member, the Vietri Project, as we called it, was given to me. The list of books, which included the city of publication as well as the year, was full of misspellings and typos of both the titles and authors' names. I suspected it had been written on a typewriter, because what word processing program would not have corrected the frequent spaces missing between words? I ran my fingers over the back of the paper to feel for the faint bumps I thought a typewriter might leave, but the evidence remained inconclusive. As the days went on, infused by the leisurely pace of the store, I began to pay closer attention to the books themselves. Some of the early titles that stood out to me were Medicine, Rationality, and Experience, The Cultural Phenomenology of Charismatic Healing, Pain as Human Experience, and Patients and Healers in the Context of Culture. I had the thought that these were the book purchases of a dying intellectual, but concluded that it was more likely that this Signor Vietri was an anthropologist who, as a category, bought the most eclectic books. I was an English major, but it was beginning to occur to me that perhaps everything was anthropology. After a few weeks, when the books had arrived and been shipped off to Rome, that probably would have been the end of my thoughts of Vietri, had not another letter arrived just 11 days later. This time, the books requested had become more geographically specific. Medicine in China. Mystical Dimensions of Islam. A Balinese Formula for Living. Mind and Experience in Tahiti. In addition, the number of books requested had doubled. I assembled the order while trying surreptitiously to finish my honors thesis on Thomas Hardy at the front desk, thinking there was small chance Signor Vietri had even received his first order of books, let alone had time to read any of them. At this point, I imagined that he was founding some sort of library, perhaps for a small college. However, by the next list of requests for early Sanskrit scriptures, Hunting, Animism, and Personhood Among the Siberian Yukag, and Death Ritual in Late Imperial China, along with a string of books on Taoism and immortality, I began to construct the image in my head that was to remain my conception of the Signore. That of an old man alone in a crumbling Roman apartment building, surrounded by hundreds of books not in his native language, frantically researching his own mortality. I also had the opportunity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?